Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
So did you ever really specifically think about this question? Why do your clients buy from you and not from your competitors? Understanding this dynamic is critical for the success of your company. My next guest is Doug Fletcher. He's a co-author of a book called How Clients Buy, A Practical Guide to Business Development for Consulting and Professional Services. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry. Happy to be on.
I hear so many times from small business owners, well, I have no idea why people buy from me. To me, that's horrible, don't you think?
It's a big problem, and it's a problem that 6 million Americans face that are in consulting and professional services. I couldn't agree with you more.
So where do you start in figuring out why customers buy from you? Because if you can figure that out, then that's really the key to growing your business.
You're absolutely right, Barry. You know, understanding, you know, why clients buy from you, I think is the first step in creating success. And from our experience and from the experience of those we interviewed for our book, How Clients Buy, people hire or buy services very differently than they buy products. And part of the problem is everything we know about selling is based upon selling products. And so we kind of come at this, you know, with a misunderstanding, and I think it hinders many of us in our ability to sell what we do.
So do you think that selling services is a lot harder than selling a physical product?
I do, and I think most successful rainmakers in consulting and professional services would agree. When you sell products, you have a tangible product that is sold based upon things like specs, attributes, features, warranty. You know, if you think about the last time you bought a cell phone or a laptop, you know, it's based upon things like pixels and weight and size and, you know, memory and things that you can measure. And if you think about the last time you hired someone for an expert service like a financial advisor or maybe a personal trainer or a, you know, web designer, we don't buy based upon those tangible features. We hire people based upon intangible things like reputation, credibility, respect, and trust. And it's a bigger leap of faith because you can't test drive it before you buy it.
So how do you figure out why customers actually buy from you and leverage that?
So in our book, How Clients Buy, my co-author and I, Tom McMakin, we interviewed 36 successful rainmakers from a wide variety of professions, from accounting to law, engineering, architecture. And we also based it upon our experiences over the last 25, 30 years of our career. And what we found is, and what we believe and what we talk about in the book, is that people hire experts that they know, respect, and trust. And so the biggest challenge we have as I guess aspiring rainmakers is to build our network of people that know us, to build our professional credibility, our respect, and then develop our personal character such that we have empathy for others and people trust us. And if you can do those three things, you're going to increase your likelihood at closing more business.
Well, you have this concept in the book that I found really interesting called shrink the pond. What is that?
Yeah, so it's a paradox, I think, because many of us that are in some sort of expert services business, we're good at a lot of things, and we know a lot of things. And yet the paradox comes in that it's hard to be perceived as an expert if you're kind of a jack of all trades, you know, the Swiss Army knife of consultants or accountants or attorneys. And so what we have found is that if you are not known as an expert in something, continue to shrink the pond, meaning that narrow the scope of what you do to the point where you are a big fish. And that might mean narrowing the target audience, you know, going from being like, hey, I specialize in business law, to I specialize in law for retail franchises or something of that nature. And I think when you can shrink the pond to the point where you are a big fish, you increase your personal credibility, your professional respect, and you identify yourself as an expert. And that's a big part of why clients buy.
I love that idea because I think that, especially small business owners, they're that temptation really to be everything to everybody. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. And you end up chasing piles of money and still, but what you're talking about is shrinking it down so you really can be a true expert in that area.
That's exactly right. And it's so counterintuitive. It's so against, you know, what our stomach's telling us, what our intuitions are. And yet when you look at it through the perspective of a client, and if you put yourself in a client's shoes, if you think about the last time you hired some sort of, you know, expert service provider, it becomes obvious that you have to be perceived as an expert. And if you're trying to be all things to all people, by nature, it's hard to be an expert at all those things. So I think it is counterintuitive, but it's a big part of helping you become more successful.
And hopefully you have the answer when they say, well, why should I buy from you? I mean, when people do business with me because I help small business owners get unstuck, and I've had three of my own businesses. I've gotten a business. I've been kicked out of business. I've sold a business. So I've been where you are.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Barry.
And so, Doug, I appreciate you being on the show. The title of the book is called How Clients Buy, a Practical Guide to Business Development for Consulting and Professional Services. Where can people get a copy of the book and learn more about what you're doing?
Thank you. Yes. Well, first of all, for those that might fly out of O'Hare, you'll see it as you're walking down to, you know, the concourse in O'Hare. It's in the bookstores there. They can get it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Wiley Books, which is the publisher of How Clients Buy. So it's out there, and we appreciate your taking a look at it.
Thank you, Doug. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.